KBTC, a viewer-supported community service of Bates Technical College.
From KBTC Public Television Studios in Tacoma, Washington, welcome to the Steve on the Street podcast, a closer look behind the headlines as public policy and current affairs impact the real lives of real people.
Hello, and welcome to the Steve on the Street podcast, produced by KBTC Public Television and its public affairs program, Northwest Now. I'm your host, reporter and photojournalist Steve Kiggins. On today's podcast, we're talking about photojournalism. Specifically, the local award-winning photojournalist, John Simpson. Readers can find most of his work published by the Journal of Olympia, Lacey, and Tumwater. TheJoltNews.com is a nonprofit news organization launched in May 2020. Now in his early 70s, Simpson dedicated his professional life to public service. After serving in the Air Force, he spent decades at Pierce College as a history professor. Simpson was also appointed, then later elected to serve as a council member with the city of Lakewood. His photojournalism career didn't begin at Jolt. He was also the photo editor at Ranger. During his time there, he embedded with JBLM Striker Brigades multiple times in both Iraq and Afghanistan as a photojournalist in the 2000s and 2010s. Simpson earned an Emmy nomination for his coverage. He's also the recipient of the JBLM Civilian Hall of Fame Lieutenant General Bill Harrison Service Award. And most recently, his work was recognized with the Insight Award for Visual Journalism from the Institute for Nonprofit News just this past September. For just about the past year and a half, Simpson has been walking the streets of Olympia and Thurston County, meeting with and talking to and building relationships with those who are living on the streets, living in their cars, living in tents, getting to know his neighbors who don't have a place to call home. Simpson carries with him his Olympus digital camera. He says these walks are about getting to know his unhoused neighbors and building the kind of trust that allows him to publish their images. Simpson tells me he always asks their permission. He asks the permission to photograph his subjects, and their images are published in black and white. These pictures are candid and show people where and as they are. Some of Simpson's images show people bundled up in blankets standing on the sidewalk, or you can see sometimes their clothes or faces are covered in dirt, or they're drenched after spending all day standing out in the rain. Sometimes everything they own is tucked into a backpack. Simpson's photographs document a slice of life showing the real, honest, everyday reality for those who don't have four walls and a roof. Simpson tells me the purpose of his work aims to meet a very specific audience, us, all of us, and asks us to answer the simple question, why aren't we helping? Next in the podcast, take a listen to Northwest Now's coverage of Simpson's photojournalism. Photojournalist J.M. Simpson tells me this all began on a walk a couple years ago when he came across two people suffering overdose. They were nearly hypothermic. Simpson tells me he covers the dangers facing those living on the streets and the complicity that perpetuates their suffering.
What is it about us as a culture that we seem to not see these people standing directly in front of us?
Photojournalist John Simpson's photographs are published in black and white, a decision he says aims to strip away distractions, forcing his audience to confront the injustice happening all around them.
Photography is a means of communication. And if the photograph doesn't talk to the viewer, it's not a good photograph. My images speak to the viewer.
When Simpson invited Northwest Now for an interview, Olympia was drenched in cold December rain. He spent hours in the elements with his unhoused neighbors. He doesn't wait for better weather. Simpson says he wants his photojournalism to expose his audience to the raw reality he sees through a lens.
I want you to see what they're living in, and then I want you to ask yourself the following question. Why aren't you helping?
When Simpson wasn't working as a history professor at Pierce College, he was also a photojournalist embedded with JBLM Striker Brigade, including tours in both Iraq and Afghanistan. And while Thurston County is a far cry from Central and Western Asia, he says sometimes the suffering feels familiar.
Sometimes some of the places we were in, or I've been in overseas, have been pretty hard as far as the amount of destruction. Sometimes around here with the garbage and the sheer poverty of it, yeah, there's a comparison.
How do you feel looking at these images? Do you get overcome?
Sometimes. You go two ways. I go two ways. Part of it is the empathy, which at times also turns into anger.
Simpson's work at the Jolt News Organization won the 2024 Insight Award for Visual Journalism by the Institute for Nonprofit News. But recognition is no finish line. And as long as his neighbors continue suffering, Simpson says he'll record their neglect.
I want to do something that lasts more than I'm going to be alive. I want to make a change. And God damn it, I'm going to do it.
In Olympia, Steve Kiggins, Northwest Now. Initially, I'd asked Simpson to join him during one of his walks through the city to capture these interactions that lead up to the moment where he snaps these images. But that approach was abandoned. Simpson told me some of the regulars that he meets with on the street reacted negatively when he mentioned to them the idea of being filmed and aired on TV. Simpson told me he didn't want to risk the trust he was building, and I agreed I didn't want to risk alienating him or his work. And while being in public doesn't guarantee the right to privacy, I also don't wish to alienate or exploit the dignity of those surviving on the street. So instead, I produce journalism which focuses on the images Simpson publishes. So, Simpson and I met on a cold and wet Tuesday in early December in Olympia. Next in the podcast, listen to an extended interview with photojournalist John Simpson.
Today it's wet and cold, and I hope for a good cause in taking photographs of the homeless designed to bring more attention to this growing epidemic in the United States.
Let's talk a little bit more about you got here. This is not some hobby you picked up one day, you lived in the South Sound and said, I want to take pictures. This has been, among several other professions, your bread and butter, so to speak.
In a sense, yes. But how did I get to this? About 22, 23 months ago, I came across two young men in an alley here in Olympia. Both of them had overdosed. One of them was near hypothermic. I called 911. The Olympia Police Department responded. Before they got there, I took one image. That one image I took and sent to a news organization called the JOLT, acronym is Journal of Olympia Lacey Tumwater, News. The publisher, editor, Danny Stusser, ran that photograph. And then he said, would you like to do more? That's when the idea crossed my mind. Well, I have a camera and I know what I'm doing with it. And here we are today, 22 months later. And I shoot in black and white. And the whole point is this: photography is a means of communication. And if the photograph doesn't talk to the viewer, it's not a good photograph. My images speak to the viewer.
Tell me about that philosophy, how that difference that you specified, right. That when you look folks in the eye, that seems to be the key.
Because there's a human connection, and we make that when we look someone in the eye. And when you look into the eyes of someone who does not have a tenth of what you have, namely a home, food, clothes, they're not living out here on the streets like we are today. You make that connection. I want you to see what they're living in, and then I want you to ask yourself the following question. Why aren't you helping? It isn't a question necessarily to the particular individual, but it's more of a question to the larger community. Why aren't we helping these individuals? And they're not just men, but they're women and on occasion children.
That seems like one way to cause an effect for the powers that be to make policy that might make a difference there. That's been a part of your life. Education, yes. Civics. Talk a little bit about your history as a photojournalist.
I spent over 30 years with the Ranger newspaper, a newspaper that covers Joint Base Lewis-McChord. I have photographed everything from births at Madigan Army Medical Center to combat actions in both Iraq and Afghanistan. It has been quite a journey, a learning journey, I would say, along the way. And it has taught me a lot, or maybe it's, I should say it's expanded more about how I view life. And in a sense, it was a perfect road that has brought me here today with you. You're capturing life as it occurs. And I think I mentioned that to you earlier before we went on air. It's capturing life as it is. And these homeless people, they too have lives as well.
You've seen places of the world most Americans can't even concept in their minds, neither can I. When you venture through the streets and hidden places in Thurston County and you see where these people live, mm-hmm. how do you compare some of what you've seen here and overseas?
That's a good question. Sometimes it's a very close parallel. Other times, not so much. No one here yet has been shooting at me. On the other hand, I have had some people threaten me. Sometimes some of the places we were in, or I've been in overseas, have been pretty hard as far as the amount of destruction. Sometimes around here with the garbage and the sheer poverty of it, yeah, there's a comparison. But it's hard to make a solid comparison between the two. But I take your point. I am reminded at times about what certain parts in Iraq looked like, or what certain areas in Afghanistan looked like. And what I sometimes see in terms of human suffering here in Olympia, Washington. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
I apologize for interrupting. There was a man standing over here in the rain. I walked by him at 8:30 this morning. When I came back by at 11:30, he was still standing there in the rain. I walked up and talked to him. Never in the world have I ever seen anybody standing on a street curb in the rain for 3 hours anywhere except here.
What does that mean in terms of where else this person could be?
Why the hell are we letting this happen? As it turns out, I called 911, told the dispatcher we have a man that's been standing here for 3 hours in the rain. If it gets any colder, he's going to be hypothermic. I've never seen that anywhere else in the world but here. What is it about us as a culture that we seem to not see these people standing directly in front of us? Which is another reason why I do the photography I do. You were kind enough to say something about my teaching. When I taught, this is real. This isn't made up. It isn't revisionist. It isn't what the party line is. It's the truth. It's real. It's why I shoot in black and white as opposed to color. It's why I'm as direct as I am right now with you. Either we deal with the subject of homelessness in this country or we don't. But let's stop talking about it and let's start doing something about it.
Interesting point you make. So with the kinds of budgets that we see in municipalities up and down, I guess take your pick anywhere.
Yep.
Are we doing anything about it with the millions we spend?
You have a good point. We have spent a great deal of money, but we also haven't been smart with that spending. We haven't held certain agencies accountable for the spending of that money, nor have we held some of the individuals in charge of those agencies responsible or accountable for how money is spent. I think there needs to be a significant economic realignment, not only on the federal level, on the state level, but on the local level, as to how we spend our dollars. And I don't get paid a cent for this. My chase is those people out there. This is about them. This isn't about me. I just happen to have a camera and have had the opportunities. I have had the gifts given to me in order to do what I do. Not everybody has had that opportunity or those series of opportunities in their lives. I'm going to speak up for those people who can't. And I've been doing that ever since high school.
When your photos are published and they reach, you know, the eyeballs of whoever deliberately or accidentally finds their way to Jolt, do you ever read these comments?
Yeah, I read them.
Does that feel disarming? I mean, it's kind of, is that, how is the comments that you read anywhere related to finding out how these people find themselves where they are?
Many of the people who comment don't have the foggiest idea what they're talking about. It isn't as simple, it isn't as clean and straightforward as they think it is. I've had some homeless people tell me, I couldn't make my rent. When minimum wage went up, I lost my job. When I lost my job, I lost my apartment. When I lost my apartment, I'm out here on the streets. The economy of it, the economics of it. It also gets down to the cost of housing. Again, it's nice for you to, some of these people to be able to sit in their homes and make their comments. Why don't you come out here on the street with me and see what it's like? These people, a lot of these people aren't here out here because they want to be. They're out here because they had nowhere else to go. And I'm not saying that there aren't some of these people who haven't made their own problems. But a large number of them, no, that's not what they're telling. I've talked to women who are victims of domestic violence, rape, trafficking. Again, they didn't go out into the world to be treated like that only to come out here and be on the streets. They're out here because somebody else did something to them. Labeling them as ne'er-do-wells or drug addicts or they deserve what they get. Like I said, they have no idea what they're talking about. I'll go a step farther if you like. I think some of the folks in the state, in the county, in the city should come out here. They're welcome to come out here and join me. You want to really meet some of the people you purport to help? Take a walk with me some morning like this and talk to, and better yet, listen to what some of these homeless have to say. I can give you one real clear thing right now. There is not a women's shelter in this city that can help the homeless women. Women have different needs than males. You can't find that here. Why not? And that's a question I'm asking rhetorically to the powers that be. One of the photographs I'm going to send you, several of the photographs, are of women. And when I send them to you, I might just say to you, Steve, what would you do?
How do you feel looking at these images? Do you get overcome?
Sometimes. You go two ways. I go two ways. Part of it is the empathy, which at times also turns into anger.
That seems to be it, empathy.
Yes,
the core of this issue.
Exactly. And then there is also, if I'm being honest, I'm out here to take an image. I can't let the empathy stop me. So then it sounds cruel, but there's also a bit of a hard-heartedness to this. I want to do something that lasts more than I'm going to be alive. I want to make a change. And God damn it, I'm going to do it. And the only thing that I think I do differently than a lot of photographers, I ask their permission. May I take your photograph? Every photo I send you, every photo that's going to be on this show, I had permission. And there's something else that I've also noticed out here. Even when I'm told no, I get a lot of thank yous for asking. I don't steal photos, and I think it's wrong when there are some people in my profession who do just that. Shame on them. These people out here have the right to privacy. They have the right to be treated the same way you and I are treated. I like to think that I extend that right to them. And if a man or woman says, no, I'm not interested, thank them for their time and keep on stepping.
There's a million reasons people find themselves where they find themselves and a million reasons why they find a way out. Sometimes they don't. Yeah. When you talk about your philosophy of When you grab an image that you know that you've got, that you were aiming for, what are those key aspects?
There are times when you make an image, you know the instant you've taken it, you've got it. Everything, eye, lighting, the look, the feeling. It goes beyond the compositional. It goes beyond what makes a good photograph. What makes a good visual communication with your viewer? And when everything, eye, depth of field, it goes beyond that. There's an intellectual, almost spiritual connection with that person in that image. There's an emotional connection. And there are times I know as soon as I have tripped the shutter release, I captured that. It doesn't happen often, but it happens enough when I'm very well aware of it when I've done it.
You spent a life of public service?
No.
Well, it's not many run for city council. So, why? Like, out of all of these things in your career, please don't take this the wrong way. At your age, you're doing this now. All the efforts and endeavors that you've persevered to make a difference, you look behind your career and here you are still taking images of being right in literally the face of the problem. Does it feel like it's fixable?
Yeah, I think it's fixable. Yeah, I do think it's fixable. If we determine it's fixable. If we decide it isn't, then it's not going to get done. Why do I do this? Why the hell not? I've been blessed with a physically strong body. As far as I'm concerned, age is just a number. And until something comes along that I think to myself, I can't do this anymore, oh, I'm going to keep doing exactly what I'm doing. And here we are today.
Homelessness is a reality across our country. It's been part of the American experience for generations. Just in Thurston County alone, the County Board of Health declared houselessness a public health crisis back in 2018. Since then, the homeless population in the South Sound has only increased. So much so that in December 2024, the Olympia City Council adopted an ordinance continuing its own public health and safety emergency declaration that for now continues through 2027. I've covered many angles surrounding the issue, talking with business owners concerned about public safety. I've interviewed law enforcement when officers teamed up with social service providers conducting outreach in homeless camps. I've interviewed homeowners who banded together, cleaning up thousands of needles found in public green spaces while homeless populations continue growing, despite years of outreach and millions of tax dollars, all of which seems to go nowhere. And I've interviewed those on the edge, individuals and families living in their cars, or in tents beneath bridges or in green belts, many struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. Some of them telling me that medical bills or losing their jobs was all that it took to find themselves on the street. But I've never met a photojournalist deciding on their own to document the realities facing those living in the raw and publish with permission the faces of those on the brink, forcing all of us to look directly into the eyes of suffering, looking to us for relief. Obviously, homelessness is an issue complicated by factors as numerous as those who don't have a place of their own. And as long as people find themselves living on the street, photojournalists like John Simpson will continue sharing their plea, one face, one image at a time. So, thanks to John Simpson for meeting with me, sharing your images, and your interview on Northwest Now. And of course, thank you. Thank you for spending the time and effort to be here with Steve on the Street podcast. Your support just by listening is appreciated. Thank you. Once again, I'm photojournalist and reporter Steve Kickens from KBTC Public Television, Northwest Now. Until next time, cheers.